Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to the first show of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hello and welcome to show number 2,
and the show number 3, show number 4, show number 5,
show number 7,
show number 8,
show number 9,
show number 10,
show number 11,
episode 12,
show number 13,
show number 14,
show number 15, show number 16, show number 17,
show number 18,
to show number 19, show number 21, show number 22, show number 23, show number 24, show number 25, show number 26, show number 27,
show number 28,
show number 29, show number 30, show number 31, show number 32, show number 33, show number 34,
show number 35,
show number 36, show number 37, show number 38, show number 39, show number 40,
show number 41,
show number 42, show number 43, show number 44,
episode number 45,
show number 46,
show number 47,
show number 48, show number 49, show number 50,
show number 51,
show number 52,
show number 53,
episode number 54,
show number 55, show number 56,
show number 57,
show number 58, show number 59, show number 60, show number 61, show number 62, show number 63, show number 64, show number 65, show number 66, show number 67, show number 68, show number 69, show number 70, show number 71, show number 72, show number 73,
show number 74, number 75,
show number 76, show number 77, show number 78, show number 79, show number 80,
show number 81,
show number 82, show number 83, show number 84, show number 85, show number 86,
show number 87,
show number 88,
show number 89, show number 90, show number 91, show number 92, show number 93, show number 94,
this is show number 95,
show number 96, show number 98, show number 99.
Hello and welcome to show number 100 of the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Well, can you believe it, guys? We made it to 100. That's incredible.
Woohoo!
It's crazy.
Right. And we can thank our listeners for that. Thank you guys for listening to us for 100 shows.
Thanks. Couldn't do it without them.
Before we go any further, let's introduce who's with us tonight, and we've got the full crew. From Once Upon a Time Travel, we have Jimmy. Jimmy, how's it going?
Fantastic, man. It seems like it's just yesterday me and you kind of cooked this little scheme up, and it's 100 episodes already.
I know. Can you believe it? We also have Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. How's it going, Sam?
It is going great, and congratulations to you two for getting to 100. Probably around 80 or so, I'm going to guess.
You're up there.
But thanks for the invitation, and it's been great. I love it. Can't wait for 100 more.
I know. Glad to have you. And we also have Jen from The Delightful Life. How's it going, Jen?
Good. It's so good to be here. I'm the newbie, but I don't really feel very new. It's been a long time. We're, like, consistent, even though we're never together.
Right. That's the secret.
That's exactly right.
And we've been together for 100 shows, just under 2 years, and we're extremely excited about that. We're getting ready for our two-year anniversary coming up in October, and it has just been an amazing run. I've had such a fun time, and I can only thank you guys over and over again.
I completely agree. Starting this out, you know, so many friends that we've made through this process, and we've always enjoyed, me and my wife have always enjoyed going down to Walt Disney World, but it you know, it's interesting now that our trips are so different because we get to meet up with you guys. Sam somehow ends up on every one of my trips.
Sam is down there once a month.
Right.
It's work, Jimmy. Right. It's work.
Yeah, I know. I know. It seems like, yeah. So, but we love, don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. We love to have Sam there. He makes my trip. I don't know what I'll do if I show up in Disney and Sam's not there. So,
thank you. I'm sure you would figure it out.
But. Well, I know, but I got to say, my trips have been enhanced by your presence. So we definitely keep it fun when we're all
together.
Well,
the best part about that is having somebody that listens to my stories.
That's right.
It doesn't say, oh, not again.
Well, that's why my wife was so adamant about you bringing your wife on our next trip. That way, Al can listen to your stories and she can go hang out with your wife.
I get it. Now I get it.
So yeah,
very
all the friends. I mean, that's to me, that's what it's all about, and not just the friends on the show, but the ones who listen, and all the people we get to meet down in the parks and come find us, and we get to talk all kind of great Disney stuff.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I tell you what, throughout the show, we're going to play some clips from some of our friends over the past 100 shows, and they want to give us a little bit of a congratulations, too. So let's listen to one of them right now.
Hello. Are you a nerd? A Disney nerd? Well, I am. My name is Jerry Reese, and I'd like to send out a great big congratulations to the Disney Nerds podcast for reaching 100 magical episodes. And we want more, guys, so keep going.
Okay, well, thanks, Jerry. I really appreciate that. It's always good to hear from people we've interviewed in the past.
And that was by far one of my favorite interviews that we've done on this show. Jerry, awesome.
I definitely nerded out on that one. Definitely that episode made me, anytime you're interviewing somebody, especially that you enjoy their work and what they do, makes you a little bit nervous. Jerry really made me nervous when we were going into that interview. I mean, he's
had so much experience and know-how in the Disney world that it's incredible.
It's incredible. Incredible.
And that was a fun interview. Thanks for doing that, guys. Well, I tell you what, today we're really only going to talk about some of our favorite show memories. We're not going to go too long tonight since we've been torturing you guys for the past couple weeks with hour-long shows. So we're just going to, again, talk about some of the shows that we like the best, some of the things we like to do the best on our show, and see where we go from there.
Sounds good. They were an hour long? It seemed like they went by so quick.
Well, that's the fun of it and the danger.
Yeah. You can just get to chat, and it's so easy and enjoyable for us to talk about it that you just go on and you don't even realize how much time has gone by until you look at the clock.
Well, that's just another facet of our lives, losing time on YouTube watching Disney videos, losing time just watching normal DVDs and things like that, Disney versions.
Sure.
It's just so easy to let the time go by.
Absolutely.
But doing things you like to do the best, it's the best way to do it.
Absolutely, no doubt.
Okay, well, let's start with Sam. Sam, think back on the shows you've done, and we're not going to prorate them. You've been here for 100. We'll go that way.
Yeah, all right.
Same with Jen. And so what sticks out? What was one of your favorite or type of show or show itself?
There are tons of things that I love, right? Obviously, some of the interviews that we've done, there's been some really cool people on the show. Jerry, one of many. I really like some of the Disney in Details things we did. We did that segment a couple of times. We also did What We Miss for Magic Kingdom, which I'd love to do for some of the other parks. We did a Add a Country to World Showcase, which was awesome. I love thinking outside the box and imagineering the other. I love thinking outside of the box and imagineering and then speculating on what we think might be coming. I think that's all cool.
Sure. That's natural conversation for us.
It is. And a lot of people go, wow, it's a little nerdy, which it is. I also had a great time walking around the parks for a couple of episodes, especially with what I'll call the Hollywood Studios time capsule, because there's so much happening there, and it's never going to look the way that it did for the summer of 2015 again. It's going to be completely different next year.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Very true. I think John was saying that the stage is coming out Monday?
Frozen Summer is over. Labor Day was the last day. That's done, so the stage comes down, and we get to see the Central Plaza without a stage.
That's I'm hoping. Amazing. So, hope for a while.
So Star Wars is coming, though. So.
Well,
so
the season be of the Force, out. Right? Yeah, who knows what we're going to see.
So what was all the construction going on back there once the hat came down? Was that them maybe putting supports in for the stage so that it could be put
so
in
what
and
I,
taken out?
What I saw when I looked through the construction walls.
You didn't
it appeared that
walls, did you, Sam?
No, I wouldn't do that. And I might be why there's no selfie sticks, because you hold it up and take pictures over the walls. But I would never do that. but what they did, it's actually something that should have been there all along. It looked like they put infrastructure in along with some planters where the cables are inside the planters. So when they put the stage up, they can plug right into it. Yeah. And then when they unplug the stage and take it down, it just looks like there's some shrubs and planters in the area.
So it makes it very easy for them just to retrofit the stage in there and take it away.
Build a stage and plug it in. Because if you remember in the past, they'd have cables running across the concrete and like a little ramp that went over top of it so nobody would trip on them.
Yeah,
so that's...
Makes complete sense.
Who knows what's going to happen next. But that's what they did for those 2 weeks that it was down, right? They took the hat down. We had it for about a week, and then they built the stage for Star Wars Weekends, which was in February, and that basically turned into Frozen Summer.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Not February, but May when they did it. But.
Right. Well, yeah, it's cool. So hopefully when we get down there, we will see the Chinese Theater in all its glory.
I feel like that stage has been there since High School Musical, man. It just never goes away. So
oh, you're right. It just,
here's hoping.
It's bigger. It gets bigger.
Depending on your trip schedule, definitely it's been there the whole time.
So I was going to say, you know, one of my favorite things is going back to the meets and meeting up with you guys down there and different listeners and friends of the show. But just talking about, you know, all the stuff at Hollywood Studios and looking forward to this trip that we have coming up. For me, it's like 17 days away. I'm talking about construction. I'm hoping that the walls are down in Magic Kingdom in front of the castle where they're building out those walls.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even taken a look at anything recent. So, yeah, I agree. I hope so.
And then, so that was one of the main things. And then down at Disney Springs, I'm hoping that Jack Lindsay's is open while we're down there.
It's possible.
Because, I talked to Rod was there on our last show when Rod was on. He said it looks like it could be opened any day.
Oh, nice.
So let's keep our fingers crossed because those are two big things. As far as the shows, I think my favorite show was when me and Jen got to interview Stacey Aswad.
You took mine.
Did I? I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It was a great show.
She was such a fantastic.
Fun.
I mean, she's just such a positive force and just like this breath of fresh air. And she's, I mean, really fantastic. So she was a really good guest. And
you guys,
I agree.
You guys were just talking about Jerry and how nervous you were. And I thought that would be kind of nerve-wracking. Not that she's done the same kinds of things, but man, like she's Stacy, and everyone who stays on property knows Stacy. But she was like an old friend. It was really great. Yeah.
I was about to say that.
Well, and you know what, Jen? This will make you even feel better because Stacy actually sent us a recording too.
Yay!
Hey, this is Stacy from Must Do Disney. Big congrats to the Disney Nerds podcast on 100 episodes. You guys rock.
Oh, so wasn't that excellent? Wasn't that awesome?
That's
pretty much on cue,
fantastic.
Huh, Jen?
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Thanks, Stacy. Okay, well, I tell you what. Let's keep on going with some of those good memories from these past 100 shows. And Jen, what do you have?
Well, I was kind of looking back at our shows. I do think it's kind of funny. I was remembering that Jimmy had asked me to be on a show about technology. And I thought that was kind of a strange request. I mean, I love technology and we had a great conversation, but I thought it was kind of random to bring me on for one show and it happened to be about technology. And then I just kind of kept coming back. So,
by the way, that was always kind of the plan.
That's kind of what I gathered eventually, but it took me quite a while. No, but I actually missed that. I think I fell asleep or something and I completely missed the day I was supposed to record. And I was like, well, there it goes. That's it. Never going to be in the Disney Nerds podcast. And,
short career.
Yeah, I thought I just missed my chance. So that was kind of funny. But yeah, Stacey was so much fun. I did love that. And I'm with Sam. I loved talking about the in-depth stuff, like when we talked about Illuminations and the story behind it. And Disney has so many great backstories. I love talking about those. And I love talking about kind of we don't really do like top 10 shows, but I definitely love those kind of list shows where we talk about our favorite restaurants or our favorite whatever. We've joked about doing bathrooms someday. Hint, hint, that might come in the future. But, I just love, because there are so many things that are little hidden gems that only Disney nerds really know about. And I kind of like geeking out on all that stuff with you guys. So those are some of
Pretty
my
cool.
favorites.
I agree. And although we haven't done any list shows, the two March Madness shows we've done, the first year we did the attractions, and this past year we did animated movies. Both of those were fun.
I'm not so sure I like those because you all change your criteria on me. So I end up Well, that's not true. I was going to say I end up being the odd one out, but I'm pretty sure we all took turns this year.
We did. Yeah, I think
so. Oh, no doubt.
So for those of you listening, the Stacey Show was number 45, and the Jerry Reese interview was number 87. Head on back and listen to those.
Oh, and other ones, Logan Sicula. So really, I think that the interviews are so cool. Like, I think that podcasting is a cool medium for that. I mean, it's not new, but it sort of has this new feel, and people are so willing to come on and talk about what they love. And so we've had so many great guests, and I am looking forward to more. I just think that's connecting with other, you know, experts in the field or other people that are passionate about even the Ronies about Once Upon a Time. And I just, all the people that we connect with are really, really cool.
And a lot of those connections, like Logan, I chat with Logan every now and then about different things. So it's like you make these connections and you make friendships out of them.
Absolutely.
So it's pretty neat.
Oh, sure. We still have to have Logan back on for just a normal Disney show. Nothing about his movie or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. He was on show number 26 as he was making the movie, and then again on 58 after the movie had come out.
And that was one of the biggest moments for me. Is I got the movie, I downloaded the digital version, and I was in Disney World. It was last year, 2014, I guess in April? Somewhere around there was the trip we do with the kids, and we were in the hotel off-site, and I watched the movie, and I really enjoyed it. And then after the movie, seeing our name in the Disney Nerds podcast in the credits was kind of like, wow.
That is cool.
That's pretty fantastic.
That was a nice surprise.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome, so...
Very cool. Very cool. Well, I tell you, one of the things that we did do was we went to see Yeehaw Bobble together.
That was super fun.
And we're able to hang out with him a lot and have a really, really good time. And actually, let's listen to this recording Bob sent us.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeehaw! Hi, everybody. This is Yeehaw Bob Jackson from Port Orleans Riverside at Walt Disney World. And I want to give a big shout out and congratulations to all my friends at the Disney Nerd Podcast reaching their 100th episode. Here's wishing all of you the best of luck.
Awesome. Awesome, Bob. Thank you very much.
Love Bob.
That was perfect.
That was such a fun night.
That was awesome. Bob was back in show number 37, and we all went to see him. That was so great.
We definitely have to try and find a way to get there on this trip, even if it's just to stop by for a little while and say hello.
Sure, sure. We're going to try. One of the things I like the most about doing these shows is that you don't know what the next week's going to bring. As you've heard Jen and Sam talk about, the interviews are incredible. Personally, I like the trip report shows.
Yeah.
I like to hear about a person's trip down to Disney World or wherever they went. Basically because you get to hear how good a time they had or sometimes how bad a time they had, unfortunately, but you always learn from it. And there's never a story I listen to that I don't get some type of information out of it that's going to help my trip down the road, and I love that. Plus, being able to listen to a show while people are walking around the parks, that, again, is another one of my favorites. To be in my office with the headphones on, listening to somebody walking around Epcot, me hearing that there's no talking going on, but I can hear the background noises. I know they're walking past the land or they're walking into Germany. And you can just tell by that just the way things sound and such. Anywhere in Disney World, that sounds great. And I love to do shows like that and bring that to their listeners.
You know, we did a show early, Ed, before, I think this was before Jennifer and Sam were with us, about kind of the story of what made us like fall in love and or be Disney nerds, how we became Disney nerds. And that was a really fun show. Not just being able to tell my story, but to hear other people's stories on, you know, what put them in this direction that we all have in common.
I love that. And I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to do that again. Maybe we've talked about people in the group. We've heard their stories too. And actually D23 is doing this When Did It Start For You campaign. So you guys are actually ahead of the curve. They probably stole it from our podcast, but it's so much fun to hear stories of when people fell in love with Walt Disney World. I have a friend who has just a beautiful like tearjerker of a story about her traveling with her father, who's now passed away. And there's just some amazing, funny or touching, just some really, really cool stories about people's, you know, history with Disney. So I love those.
We're pretty sure that we have a couple Imagineers who listen because they've taken Ed's ideas more than once.
That's right. I'm pretty sure Bob Iger is our biggest fan.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
If I can prove it. Well, that's cool. Okay, guys, as we continue on, we have another recording from a friend of ours, Steve Barrett from the Hidden Mickey fame. Let's listen to it.
This is Hidden Mickey guy Steve Barrett, and I want to congratulate the Disney Nerds podcast on 100 episodes. Fantastic. Awesome, guys.
Awesome, Steve. Thank you very much for sending that in. We really appreciate it. There's not a trip that goes by without us looking for Hidden Mickeys. You definitely added to our trips.
That was another great interview, having him on. And you could hear what, you know, what was really cool about him is you can hear the passion in his voice when he talks.
Absolutely.
He gets so excited when he starts to talk about different Hidden Mickeys and stuff like that, and you can hear the passion. And I think that goes for everybody we've interviewed and talking about Disney, whether it be Lynn Tester or Jim Hill or Rick Killingsworth from Diz Dining. I mean, all those guys, you just hear the passion come from them, and we all have that same passion, so it's refreshing because sometimes I think in our daily lives, you know, we're out there and you're talking to people and they don't necessarily get it. And so it's nice when you can.
Really?
Yeah. So it's nice. Yeah. Well, Ed, you're a school teacher, so probably most of the people you deal with on a daily basis do get it, you know, just because it's kids. But, I mean, I work at a bank, so, I mean, I'm talking about Disney to these people and they're like, really, dude? So it's nice when you can come home and get on the computer and chat with some people who have the same passion as you and really get where you're coming from.
Well, and back to your point, yep. Jimmy, we've talked about this after every time you've met up with anybody, but especially after our last meet last October, when you get together with fans that are, you know, just avid Disney fans and really love it and understand the way that we love it, even if you disagree on certain things, whether Frozen belongs in Norway or what the best movie was, like, you have so much to connect on that it really is just like you've known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yep. Sure. Absolutely. Definitely get past that awkward moment very quick.
Yeah.
And that's what we're hoping that our meet's going to be like. Once we get together with all the people that are going to be coming with us, I'm looking very much forward to that. That's going to be such a blast.
Yep, I agree.
Okay, guys, well, I tell you what, for show number 100, I'm looking forward to the next 100.
Nice.
Absolutely.
You know what we need to do too. Another one of that? Keep it, fix it, dump it.
Yes, I was just looking at that. I don't think I've ever been on one of those. We've always talked
definitely.
About it.
Okay, well, that's on the list. Next
keep
couple
it,
shows.
Fix it, dump it's on the list. Best bathrooms, I think, need to be on the list. There's so many cool things that we always talk about.
Extinct attractions and backstories and, yes, there's so
well,
much.
And Add a Land. There are so many things that we planned that never happened, and it will happen, and it's been great. I have some great ideas for March Madness next year. I think we can really do some cool stuff.
Oh. Very cool. We're going to be using Periscope in the parks this time around, so the end of September, early October, look for us on Twitter at the Disney Nerds.
A little easier and less expensive than live stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully. We're going to try it out.
We're going to try it out. It seems to work pretty well in the parks. I see people pop up in the feed, and I watch some of them every day.
Definitely.
Even
less
if it's
expensive.
Just for a couple minutes. So, yeah, make sure you have the make sure you're on Twitter, and the Twitter handle carries over to Periscope, so make sure you download the Periscope app, and we'll definitely be shooting some live video from the parks come end of September, beginning of October.
Even Jimmy singing karaoke, I hear.
Yeah, I still have some of that audio.
Watch it.
Release it.
Don't you
the audio's good. The video probably not.
Right. Okay, guys, well, that's it for show number 100. Thanks for listening. Without you guys listening to us, we really wouldn't have a show. Send us an email. Let us know if you've been with us all 100 shows. We'd really like to know about that.
Please check us out on our Facebook page, The Disney Nerds Podcast, the group Disney Nerds, again on Twitter at The Disney Nerds, and Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast. You can email us. You can email each of us at Jimmy@thedisneynerds.com, ed@thedisneynerds.com, jen@thedisneynerds.com, and sam@thedisneynerds.com. If you have questions for the show, it'd be questions@thedisneynerds.com.
And I can log on to my email now, so keep sending
it. Oh, awesome.
Nice.
Hey, I'll also throw out there thedisneynerdspodcast.com. You'll find all of the shows. You'll find photo reports, which is an outlet for all of us to share all of the pictures we take when we're down there. You'll also find some videos there as well. So thedisneynerds.com.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Okay, guys. Well, that's it for show 100. Before we leave and say goodbye, I just want to let you know that after we do, you're going to hear a couple more of our friends and family wishing us a happy 100.
Outstanding.
So with that in mind, for Sam, Jimmy, Jen, this is Ed. Thanks for listening to the Disney Nerds. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Quaharini.
Kongaloosh.
Hey, guys. This is Brian Keese from Gainesville, Florida, the winner of the first annual Disney Nerd Scavenger Hunt. Congrats to the podcast on 100 episodes. Keep up the great work.
Hi, guys. This is Alicia Misha from Maine. Congratulations on your 100th episode. Thank you so much for what you guys do for the Disney community, and I cannot wait to see what you guys do with the next 100.
Hey guys, it's Stacy from the Disney Nerds Facebook group. Congratulations on your 100th episode. Your first 99 were nerdtastic. I have been listening since episode 7, so I have really enjoyed your shows, and I hope you all keep it up. And for all you nerds out there, come on over and join us at our official Disney Nerds Facebook group, where we keep spreading the Disney magic.
Hey guys, this is Rod Wheaton from the WDWMousinger.com podcast, and I want to wish all of you guys at the Disney Nerds a happy 100th episode. Love your show, love coming on and knowing you guys. Can't wait till our get-together in October at Epcot. So again, many happy returns, happy 100th, and looking forward to the next 100 to come.
Hey, this is Erin from MyFantasyBands.com. Congratulations, Disney Nerds, on 100 podcast episodes. Here's to 100 more.
Hi, Disney Nerds podcast team. It's Charlotte from the Facebook group, and I just wanted to reach out and wish you all a big, hearty congratulations on your 100th show. I am so excited that y'all reached 100 episodes. You are the first podcast that I started listening to, and you're still my favorite podcast and the one that I go to first when I have time to listen. And I just can't wait to see where you're going to go for the next 100 shows. It has been a great, wild, crazy ride, and I have learned so much about Disney and being a nerd, and I love it. Ed, Sam, Jen, Jimmy, thank you all so much, and congratulations.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on 100 episodes. And, Dad, sorry we haven't been very active with the We're Going to Walt Disney World podcast. I'm glad you were able to find a podcast that's gone farther than we ever could.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace.